proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Today's Friday, y'all. Friday.
Yeah!
Jody and I are going to an event tonight that a client is having.
Oh.
Should be fun. They got free free whiskey and stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know about that.
Yeah, and Jody's going to get all drunk up in the head.
They have,
I don't know.
They have two guys from it's called The Bourbon Theory. It's a podcast, and they are like bourbon experts. Mm-hmm. And they, I think it's a father and son. I could be wrong. Bill and Josh, I want to say, are their names. And they're going to come and do the pourings for the bourbons.
Yeah.
And, I was very careful when I was posting an announcement about that I didn't say whiskey. You know, I don't want to offend the bourbon
right.
people because, they'll tell you, that's a bourbon, this is a whiskey, this is a Tennessee whiskey, this is... So I tried to steer clear of anything that might get me in trouble with the bourbon aficionados.
I don't know the difference either.
I couldn't tell you. So I just stuck with the word bourbon. I was like, let me just stick with that. I know it's bourbon. So yeah, that is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But
It's at Jewelers on Main in downtown Mooresville.
Yeah.
Jewelers on Main, Guns on Main.
Right. I thought that was funny. They were like, do the bourbon tasting and then get your Christmas shopping done at Guns on Main.
Yeah.
Hell, that is a party. That is absolutely a party. Mm-hmm. But before that happens, we got to do the one-star strip club reviews. This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from the internet. And we'll start in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, at a place called Master's Gentleman's Club. Kevin left a one-star review. If I could leave zero stars, I would. One of the girls slipped something in my drink, and it ended up in the hospital all night with a positive tox screen. Unable to walk, had to have a CT scan, a CAT scan, and chest x-rays. I immediately knew I was drugged. Almost put me into cardiac. On half a drink. Terrible establishment. And as many have said before, the front desk lady is wretched. Beware of all your surroundings at all times. One star.
But why would they drug him right away, like on his first drink?
I know.
What is that?
Why would they do that?
What's the motive there?
How many of these start with the phrase, if I could give zero stars, I would?
A lot of them. If I could give negative stars, I would. If I could give zero stars, I would. But there's a guy who's been through some stuff. If you're calling it a positive tox
screen. I know, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, you're a professional at something.
It's your first rodeo.
You're using abbreviations. Also almost had to go to cardiac.
Going to cardiac.
He's a doctor, I bet.
Yeah. Then we'll go up north to Toronto, Canada, at a place called Pure Gold. Tony left a one-star review. I went in for a couple lap dances the other night, and I ended up getting completely insulted by the flapjack-tittied heifer whose privates smelled like bleach. That being said, the wings here are fantastic. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside. Try the mild buffalo sauce. Excellent. Well, still one star.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not how you do a review.
No, if you got something good about the place that you're recommending, you can't just do one star.
If you're going to a strip club and you're enjoying the strippers, then you can leave the one star review if you weren't happy with your experience. But if you went to a strip club and ate, then it deserves that to be considered, I guess.
Yeah. At first, I thought that must have been a black guy leaving that review. Because of the clever
flapjack-tittied heifer.
Yeah. Because that sounds like something that, one of my black friends back home said, get out of my face, you flapjack-tittied heifer.
Yeah, heifer is usually.
But then he said, try the mild sauce. Then that put me back on to a white person.
Oh, buffalo. Yeah, maybe. Then we'll go to Barbersville, West Virginia. At a place called Southern Exposure Gentlemen's Club, Jim left a one-star review. This place is nice, and so is the girls, except this one girl named Hannah, who's blonde and looks very underage. She's probably 18. She extorted me for $600 because she knew my girlfriend. I feel like your discreet rules should be implemented and improved on. Hannah shouldn't even work there if she's extorting the other clients as well. I would have went to the police and all, but I didn't want to stop your business. And I was scared my girlfriend would find out. Just please fire Hannah, because what she did was demonic and unprofessional. One star.
But he's not upset or worried that his girlfriend's going to find out that he's on a public forum now complaining that she extorted money because she said she'd tell his girlfriend.
She ain't got internet. She ain't got the Yelps. That's probably what he would say. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty unbelievable. Then we'll go to.
So she just said, I'm going to tell your girlfriend if you don't give me $600.
Certainly sounds that way.
That's a lot for an 18-year-old to be thinking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. A little schemer.
I'm sure she's 18.
Yeah,
sure.
Right. She looks very underage.
She looked very underage. Then we'll go to Fort Worth, Texas, at a place called Flash Dancers. Trey left a one-star review. Had to try this place out, my friend told me about. So we went, got a couple of beers, and they tasted weird. We all felt the same way, and we found out there was cocaine in the beers. What? We snuck one out of the club just to test it. I will be filing a report. One star.
So they snuck a beer out of the club, and they took it to the lab.
Yes,
down the street. And the lab tested it, and there was cocaine in it.
You just picture them in the strip club parking lot with beakers and test tubes. We tested it.
Well, I guess you could do like how the police do that little strip, and you put it in there, and it'll turn blue or whatever. Yeah,
tons of colors.
It's so funny.
Wow. But he had that on him, you know, on their person. We've got this all the time. We keep a stock of these.
Yeah.
So that is crazy.
My buddy's brother is a cop.
Yeah.
He gave us one of these.
Yeah. You know what? People who do cocaine don't normally do. They don't give it away for free and not tell you about it.
And put it in the tap.
Yeah. No one drugs people with cocaine, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Columbus, Ohio, at a place called The Roadhouse. Mark left a one-star review. This has got to be one of the worst strip clubs I've ever been to. There was two girls there. And after they came off the stage, they demanded tips from all the patrons. The management is horrible, and the girls are just not stripper material. Almost every one of them had stretch marks and are on the heavy side. And then parentheses, he writes, not thick. I'll stick to the topless bars before I'll ever return to this place because it's disgusting. One star.
Yeah, he's so above it.
I love those guys. Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite characters in these reviews, the ones that just think, I have been to the best of the best.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even believe I insulted, you know, my intelligence by walking in a place so disgusting.
I had no idea that the Roadhouse in Columbus, Ohio would be not up to my standards, but it wasn't.
I am a distinguished gentleman.
Unreal. Unreal. Then we'll go to Atlanta, Georgia, at a place called Magic City.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
You know that one. Mikey left a one-star review. Don't effing go here. This place is some, all caps, bullshit. Too many effing rules. Can't do this. Can't do that. Was moved from our tables twice. Girls don't approach you. They're lazy. Clearly don't want to earn their money. 3 exclamation points. So
I do hate a lazy stripper, though.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I kind of get that.
You know, they're just sitting around.
Yeah.
You know, playing video games all day.
Yeah.
Drinking Mountain Dew.
A couple of weeks ago, one guy said the girl was just sitting at the online poker machine the whole night.
Yeah.
I think that'd be more entertaining. I'd like to watch that. And then we'll wrap up in Springfield, Virginia, at a place called Paper Moon Springfield. Paul left a one-star review. I visited Paper Moon last Wednesday. I've been there a few times at night, each time worse than the last. This was definitely my last hurrah. A fight broke out between a dancer and a female manager. The manager was pummeling her while she was flat on her back. It was like an episode of Jerry Springer.
Oh.
I felt bad for the dancer as she looked very young, and I hope she's okay. The management is rude always, and now I see they are also dangerous. Only good thing about this place is the parking. Everything else, don't waste your time. One star.
They got a nice, convenient parking lot there.
I'll give them this.
Safe. Yeah. Well lit.
Yeah. I've never seen somebody compliment the parking lot, which I like.
I've never felt safer at 2 a.m. and going to my car.
Yeah. Is this guy under 70 years old? I mean, that reference about it was like an episode of Jerry Springer is like the most dated. I mean, I get it.
It's like saying you're not going to stay up late and watch Johnny Carson.
Yeah, right. It's like, I guess it's not that as removed, but you know that guy's an old timer.
Me and the old lady was up late last night, and I tell you, we wasn't watching Johnny Carson either.
And the fact that he compliments their parking lot, you know, he's been around the block. So, yeah I love that one. Hate to see two women fighting at the strip club, though. That's what a buzzkill. That'll kill your boner real quick.
Yeah.
Let's say they're both naked, right?
Well, sure. I don't want to see anybody get pummeled. At the, you know, that takes it to another level.
Right. It's not good. And then I wonder if she had to dance after that, too. Now, you get back, you get up on that stage and finish dancing.
Dry your eyes and get out there.
Mascara's running. Go take care of it.
It's Extra, Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.